Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind yesterday's nor'easter as it lifts into the Canadian Maritimes. A west-northwest wind flow has kicked in, and it will be blustery and cold all day long, with in-and-out sunshine giving way to thickening clouds. Temperatures will struggle, but make it into the lower 20s on average across the region. The wind, however, will make it feel colder through the afternoon, and temperatures will feel like they're between 0 and 10 above on average. As we get into the evening hours, the clouds will thicken and eventually some light snow will break out as an Alberta clipper heads our way from the Midwest and Great Lakes. Light snow will persist for the overnight hours, and most everyone will wake up to 1 to 3 inches of snow by sunrise tomorrow. The storm will push through quickly, and any steady snow will end during the early morning hours, giving way to scattered snow showers and partly sunny skies in the afternoon, with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Another storm system will dive through the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley, where it will meet up with a secondary low-pressure system. The two storms will combine east of New Jersey to form a coastal storm for Sunday into Monday. Temperatures still questionable with this system, so it does look like a rain-snow mixture, especially south of I-90, but not out of the question that some locations in interior New York and New England could see all snow, and it could add up to healthy amounts starting on Sunday and lasting into Sunday night. Temperatures on Sunday afternoon will be in the mid-30s. That snow will wind down early Monday morning with a few snow showers. It'll be blustery on Monday afternoon with highs in the lower 30s. For Tuesday, we'll look for sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-30s as the next system approaches with some snow showers on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, across the western United States, a cold front is moving across the Intermountain West and will keep valley rain and mountain snow in the forecast through tomorrow evening. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for the coastal areas of Washington, much of Oregon, north and central California, southern Idaho, and northern Nevada, where there are renewed rises in streams and creeks above flood stage. Meanwhile, snow is expected across the higher elevations of central and southern parts of the Rockies going into the weekend as a new surface low gets better organized over the Four Corners region. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for the mountains of Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Fort Lauderdale and Pompano Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Halleck, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s. In Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, windy near 20. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 53, set in 1955. And the record low, 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:21 p.m. 10 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs near 10 around the Canadian border to around 20 closer to Glens Falls. Light snow moving in tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow moving in tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Light snow moving in tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the lower 20s. Light snow moving in tonight, with lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the lower 20s. Light snow moving in tonight, with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, the light snow will move out early in the morning, most locations 1 to 3 inches during the early morning period. Temperatures in the afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze back into the mid-30s. Snow or a rain-snow mix on Sunday into Sunday night, mid-30s. Any light snow on Monday morning will give way to a few snow showers. Windy Monday afternoon, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday in the mid-30s. Another chance of snow or snow showers Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.